Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Deccan Gold Mines Limited Investor Relations Call. Please note all participants are currently in listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity to ask questions following the conclusion of the management's opening remarks. Please note that this call is being recorded. I now hand the call over to Mr. Hanuma Prasad, Managing Director, Deccan Gold Mines Limited. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning to all the shareholders. I think it has been a long wait for this particular IR call. And at the outset, I would like to apologize for not having these calls on a regular basis. There could be many other reasons, but going forward, we would like to have these calls on a regular basis. I think the schedule of the calls for the next 1 year has been announced through BSE. We have already given that letter to BSE. So we are going to have the regular calls from now onwards, a day after the quarterly results being announced. So that's how it has been planned. And I assure you that we are going to have these calls from now onwards. Having said that, we never shied away from responding to the mails, or there may be a few delays here and there, but never shied away from that. And also, I think we are one of the rare companies where shareholders can directly contact the senior-most management in the company, and they have been getting responses. There may be odd cases that it has not been done, but we are also going ahead with a strict information policy that's going to come up. With that, I would like to come back and make a small presentation. Of course, there are many slides. This presentation is uploaded onto the exchange, and it's also available on our website. So you can have a look at it at leisure. But let me run through some of the slides, at least, in this presentation, because there are significant developments that have happened in the company. And once the presentation is done, we have already got some mails from the shareholders asking many queries. I would also like to respond to those queries before going into the Q&A session. So next one, please. Next one. So if I just stick to the recent highlights, last quarter or half a 6 months, whatever the way you put it, let me show some of the recent highlights of the company. We have successfully, the commissioning of the Jonagiri plant has been done. All the trials have been successfully done, and the full-scale production it's on the way. And I think in this quarter, you will see the numbers of the production. The second one, the Kyrgyzstan project, final preparations for the trial production is underway. In fact, I have been there yesterday only. I came back. We have set up everything, and within couple of weeks, you will see that the trial production is underway. And whatever that is being produced during the trial production period, that will be announced to the market. Apart from that, in our Balukana project, a nickel-copper PGE mineralization has been discovered, I think, which is also a very, very important step, because after these two projects are set up, particularly the Jonagiri and Kyrgyzstan, these exploration results are going to drive the growth of the company. So from that perspective, the discovery of nickel-copper PGE mineralization at Balukana is very, very important. And also, as you all know, we have a couple of companies in Mozambique where we are exploring for lithium and also copper gold under two different companies. So we have seen strong evidence of copper-gold mineralization in the Tete province of Mozambique. That has come out with our recent exploration, say, in the last 15 days to 1 month. And in terms of Finland's Kuika gold project, environmental approvals are in progress. As you know, we wanted to start a trial mine in Finland in the year 2026. Actually, that was planned in this year itself, in 2025, because of the environmental approvals and also, the funds required to take that project forward. We shied away from it. We stayed back. But in the next year, we are going to do it. And last but not the least, all the preparations are going on for the rights issue, which I think you're all aware we have taken the permission from the board, and we are waiting for the BSE approvals to take this forward. In the next year, coming up in 2026, what's going to happen? If rights issue is the way we are going to take, then we are going to pay all the debts of the company, which will make Deccan as a debt-free entity by the end of this year, which or whenever that is done, which is a major step for us moving forward. And gold production from Alcantara, that is where we'll start getting our the revenues, whatever that have been anticipated into the company. That will happen in 2026. And the other projects like mineral resources in Alcantara and Finland through the continuous drilling activity will increase. Again, the increase in any mineral resources will increase the value of the company. That's what we are looking at in the next year. And exploration and resource definition drilling at Alcantara, Finland, Mozambique, and Barukona. These are the four projects which we are going to focus next year to carry out the drilling and increase the resource so that at a later date, probably sequentially, they would become the mineable projects. Next one. Let me start with the rights issue. I think there are many comments that have been written on this, which I'll come back to you once we after the presentation. So what we are trying to do is raise around 315 crore worth capital, 315 crore rupees we wanted to raise. The objectives of this issue is primarily the repayment of the debt. As you all know, we have about 200 crores of debt in the company for which we have pledged the GeoMysore shares. So it is becoming very, very important for us to get rid of the debt. So the entire rights issue is actually focused towards repayment of the debt. Large part of it is going towards repayment of debt. And also, as I mentioned in the previous slide, we are going to do an initial stage exploration and drilling in four other projects. So the balance of money will be used to fund these drilling programs. And also, we are looking at one or two projects which we may acquire subject to the successful due diligence, again, in the gold and critical mineral scenario. So after paying the debt, the balance amount will be used for these purposes, which would we believe will create significant value for the company. The next steps for the rights issue is the BSE's principal approval, which has not come so far, and will be intimated once it is. And the next one is board to fix terms and conditions of this issue in terms of price, ratio, record date, and so on and so forth. And then subsequently, we'll file the final letter of offer with the BSE and SEBI, and then the corporate action, including publishing advertisements, sales of rights, entitlements, etc., and opening and closing of the rights issue will be done then. After that, it is actually opening the rights issue. And so these are the steps which will follow once we get the BSE approval. And obviously, they all will be intimated to the investor community. Next one. Next one. So this is, I know most of you are aware of this, but I think it is better we also just recapitulate where we were in 2021 and where we are now. In the last 4 or 5 years, you all know this company is founded by Australian mining shareholders. It's the only listed company, at least till some point in till a month, couple of months back. But even today, it is the only BSE-listed company with gold and critical mineral mainly focused on these things, nothing else. And our market cap is around 2,000 crores now, and the global footprint in the last 4 years has been significantly expanded from India to Kyrgyzstan, Mozambique, Finland, and Tanzania. And we have also built up an end-to-end mining capability, that is exploration, development, production, etc., etc. And we are into the both critical and gold and critical mineral commodities. And with this strategy of diversification in terms of commodities and also in terms of jurisdictions, we have significantly grown in the last 4 years, which you can see from the snapshot of our share price itself. Next one. So this is our vision, which I, from the management perspective, have always been telling the shareholders that we want to become a leading gold and critical mineral producer. Next one. These are the key principles. I'm skipping through these slides because most of you are familiar with it. Or if you are not, in case if there are any new ones who have come in, you can always look it from, take it from our BSC where we have uploaded today. Next one. Go on. Yeah. So we are, committed to the sustainability and the preservation. The major part of that is the community development and the environment responsibility. I should take a minute or two on these two aspects. Both the key projects, that is Jonagiri and Kyrgyzstan. If today, if anything that we are proud of, the community development that we have done in both the places, particularly in Jonagiri, where it is about completely a kind of backward area with no employment opportunities. Today, about 600 to 700 people are employed in that company thanks to the development of this project. And about 10,000 people around the mine site, they are happy with our community work. I think it took almost 5 to 6 years for us. For us, when I say that's Jio Mysore, which of course including me, it has taken a lot of effort. Believe me, that is the only thing which can save any of these kind of mining projects. So we are very proud of what we have done in Jonagiri. Similarly, in Kyrgyzstan, about 200 people were employed in our mine site, which again is a very big thing considering the thinly populated area. Entire two villages are actually sustaining on our project itself. When I met them last time, they were so supportive of us. Again, in an environmental, in this kind of area, creating that kind of employment was really, is really helping us to take this project forward. And in terms of environmental responsibility, I think the way that we have conducted our operations, are conducting our operations in Jonagiri, and particularly in Kyrgyzstan, where it is surrounded by glaciers, and where environment is, any small impact on the environment could have a potential large damaging downstream efforts and effects. That has been carefully handled by our team. And Deccan as a company, we are very proud of these two things. And we are committing to the ESG standards. And from next year onwards, we are going to be completely ESG compliant. And we have already appointed a team of people who have been working on it. I don't know whether this year we'll be able to bring in an interim report, but next year onwards, we are going to be ESG compliant. In terms of stakeholder collaboration, Deccan works closely with the stakeholders to ensure responsible mining practices. Next one, please. Yeah. And this is the company structure. I think many of you are familiar with. We have 27% in Jio Mysore. That's where the Jonagiri project is. And we have 60% in Avalon Partners, where we have this Kyrgyzstan project called into our gold project. These two are most advanced projects which are going to the production. And the third one is the gold exploration licenses in Tanzania, where we have been doing work and we are waiting for the results. And we have 32% in Kalevala gold project in Finland, where we have a small mineable resource but a good amount of drilled resource that is available. We have 32% shareholding there, and we have rights to go up to 75% through further investments in this project, which we intend to do and convert that into an operating mine. This is as far as the gold projects are concerned. And in terms of critical mineral projects, we have two companies operating in Mozambique. Now, one is for lithium tantalum exploration. Again, we are carrying out the exploration there. We will probably drill from January onwards. That is where we are planning to develop the lithium tantalum resource. I will talk briefly about this in the corresponding slide anyway. And the other one is copper exploration in Mozambique. It's a copper gold project where these copper lodes also have significant amount of gold. We have been exploring this for the last couple of months. And as I said in my first slide, I think, that we have found a copper gold mineralized zone which again will be drilling from January onwards. The third, the last but not the least, that is the Valukona Nickel Chromium PGE license, which has been granted to Deccan Gold Mines. Someone has pointed that it has not been shown as a Deccan Gold's property, but it is shown as Novadhatu Minerals in this slide. The reason being, we want to move this license into a subsidiary company, that is Novadhatu. It has not been done as yet. The reason is it will operate independently as a nickel chromium PGE, and we have notified that there is a nickel copper and presence in this block. That's what we are, again, we are going to drill from January onwards. Next one. Yeah, this is the timeline. I mean, again, many of you are familiar with this, so I don't want to elaborate on it. But if you see our long history from 2003, a significant change. We have several ups and downs, but it is since 2021, we started regrouping ourselves, got a lot of assets into the company, and now we are at in the production stage from at least two gold mining projects, one in India and one in Kyrgyzstan. Next. Next one. I think I don't have to justify why we are in the gold business, and move on. And also, but one thing I would like to add in terms of the gold price forecast, if you remember, or maybe I, when we did the feasibility study first time on the Jonagiri project, we were looking at a price of 2,800 rupees per gram of the gold price. But whereas today it has been significantly increased, and it, now it is close to $4,000 per ounce, and all the predictions are talking of like $4,500 to $5,000 in the next 1 to 2 years. For gold, I think we are in a very good stage as far as the gold price is concerned. We are coming with the production at the right time. Similarly, in Kyrgyzstan also, initially our estimates on the feasibility study that we have done is based on the pricing of $1,200 to $1,300 per ounce, as against $4,000 as of today. Next one. And in terms of critical minerals, I would like to say that the decision that as management we took in 2021 is really proving useful to us, because these critical minerals we always believe are going to be the next phase of the mining industry of the world itself. And we have been able to put our hands on some of the key projects, particularly in Mozambique and in India. And these critical minerals are going to be a major problem for India, and also an opportunity for a company like us, which can explore in any part of the world. And you might be wondering why we are not focused primarily in India and also going all over the world, marketing, I mean, trying to buy these kind of projects. But the reason is, one, where there are opportunities, we should go. And geologically, the places where we are going, that is, the potential is definitely there. And as a technically driven company, we are able to assess that particular and that potential. And also in terms of government of India, they are also pushing the Indian companies to go overseas and get the assets, so that there is a long standing mineral security for the country. So from that perspective, going around and getting these projects in a geologically potential areas makes a lot of sense, and Deccan is going to do the same for going forward. Having said that, if there are good deposits in our good projects, I'm sure that you're not going to lay your hands on a proven deposit, because there are not many explored deposits in this country, for that matter, even overseas. So, but if you get an opportunity, definitely we would like to pitch ourselves into that, provided it is a commercially viable deal. And in India, as you know, to get into an auction, you have to give a large amount of premium. Sometimes that makes it very difficult for the projects to be commercially viable. Next one, please. So this is the general information on the critical minerals. There are battery and energy, transition metals, and defense, aerospace industry, electronics and semiconductors, and traditional strategic metals. These are the four groups generally, and I think we are there in most of them. We have the projects covering the lithium, nickel, and also we are looking at some projects for tungsten, and rare earth elements are part of the above, and gold, copper, gold, platinum projects we already have. So we have spread ourselves very well in all the group of commodities which are going to the future of the world. Next one. Yeah, I think, again, these are the statistics, how the mineral demand, particularly for the critical minerals, is going to be in India, where we are as a country, and how much demand it's going to be. So we being in this I think we are in the right time. We are in this business. Next. And I think most of you are fully aware that who are the major producers and what is the risk that India is facing. Next one. Can we move on? Yeah. So I will come to this. This is a summary slide of all the projects and where we are in those projects. So the first one I have put in auction tour, that is the Kyrgyzstan project. The reason being that is where we have control in state. I think that's why it came to the top in the list. As of today, we have about 5.6 tons of proven resource in that project. We are going to, as you know, sometime back we have even presented the drill results. We are going to increase the resource base to more than 8 tons very soon. And we will be producing from the next year onwards, full scale production, annually we will be producing about 350. I think in the FY27, we will reach to that 350 kilos. And the all-in sustaining cost is about $1,000 per ounce. It's not ton, actually it's per ounce. Per ounce, the cost would be $1,045. And the peak potential for that project is about 800 kilos. But that peak potential will be achieved after 3 to 4 years when we get into the underground operation. Janagiri, we have about 27%. As on today, it has about 12 tons of proven resource, but it has the potential to go beyond 20 tons, where currently, again, drilling is going on. And in the FY27, it is projected to produce around 500 kilos. And from next year onwards, it will increase to 750 kilos. And eventually, it will peak at around a ton per year when it also starts an underground operation. So these are the two key projects. And in Finland, we have about 4 tons of resource that we are going to prove. The advantage of that project is it's a high-grade quartz veins, grades going even up to 30 grams per ton. But we are working on about 5 to 6 grams of average, which is quite good for an underground operation. A shear zone of 1 kilometer, maximum 1 kilometer width has been identified. The zones are open at depth. So initial feasibility will do it. We'll start at 4 tons once we identify that. Once we convert the existing drill results into the 4 tons of reserve, and it will produce around 276 kilos per annum. Initially, that is the kind of production, but that will come into the production in the year 2029, that is FY. And then Mozambique, as I said, there is lithium, cesium, tantalum exploration that we are doing. Actually, we had a plan to commission or set up a 110 processing plant this year itself. But unfortunately, because of the test works on the samples that we have been doing and further resource drilling that is required to take a decision to set up the processing plant has been delayed. Now, the revised plan is by next year end, we'll have this 100 TPD plant that is being set up. Test work is still going on and some amount of drilling we want to do, which we'll be doing in the month of starting from January this year, coming year. Similarly, in Mozambique, we have another few tenements that we have taken in the last few months. That's in the Tate complex, and we own about 95% of it. There are multiple zones of copper plus gold that have been identified, and they are ready-made drill targets, and we would start the drilling operations as early as possible in the beginning of next year itself. And Balukona, the nickel chromium PGE project, which also includes copper, based on our results, about a maximum of a kilometer mineralized zone has been identified. We completed geophysics, which has shown the continuity in the depth, and we are going to drill. So the last three projects, which are the critical commodity projects, would require good amount of drilling before we take any decision. So is the case with Finland. So again, the point I'm trying to make here is we have range of assets. First two are into the production, the third one already a proven resource which will go into the feasibility, and then we have other projects with drill targets have already been identified. That is how we want to position our company. Next one. So let me start with again the Kyrgyzstan, just to follow the way that I have shown in the previous slide. You all know it is located in a highly mineralized gold mineralized zone. It's a free milling type of gold. 60% of gold is recovered through gravity circuit, and gold mineralization is hosted in quartz carbonate veins. So the plan that we had when we entered into this project sometime in the end of 2023 or beginning of 24 was to expand the existing gravity capacity to 330,000 tons. Currently, previously it was operating at a very low capacity, like 300 to 400 tons per day. We wanted to make it into a 1,000 ton operation and also add leaching circuit so that the gold recovery could be more than 90% instead of 60%, which it was doing previously. So we have now achieved significant progress. Next one. So this is the gold. You can see the gold in the rocks. And the mineral resources, as I said, we have done at 0.5 cutoff, and we have, would say, 4.65 million tons, about 5.6 tons of gold is already present there, which includes some amount in the tailings and low-grade stockpiles, which we will be processing through in the first 4 to 5 years. And also, our ongoing drilling campaign has shown significant intersections below the pit. What has been shown in the diagram below is there is a pit which has been done previously, and below that you can see the good intersections like 7 meters, 15.8 meters. They are wide intersections. Eventually, they will all become part of our underground activity. As I said, the recent drilling has clearly shown we can increase the resource at least to 8 tons to start with. But as we increase the depth, the resource will keep on increasing. Next one. And this project, again, the production is going to start now, and $1,045 per ounce is the lifetime all-in sustaining cost for this project. Next one. Adil Vasya. Showing the final operation.
Yeah.
Where is that? So this project went by. Anyway, I would like to give an update on this project. Till yesterday I was there on the project. I think shareholders are very keen to know when it is going to start. We have completed the final preparations for the trial production. Within the next couple of weeks, you will come to know the once the trial production starts, and once the production commences, you will be updated with the production figures as well. That's the first slide, I think. Okay, leave it. Right, first slide. This one.
Yes.
Okay, go back. Next one. Next one. And this is the second one is Janagiri gold mine. Again, as I said in the previous slide, the trial runs are all completed, successfully completed. I have seen some comments which were made that there may be a problem in the plant. That's why they are not announcing. It is not true. You can see the gold also on the just below that processing plant slide. Processing plant is fully working, and it has all the trial runs have come out very, very successfully. Whatever has been predicted has come through. And as I said, it has about 12 tons of gold as of today, and it will increase to more than 20 tons as the drilling progresses. And the initial production forecast is around 400 kilos per year, but eventually it will go to 800 kilos plus almost to a ton, depending on the resource that's being proved. Gold mineralization in this is distributed over four blocks, that is east, west, south, and north blocks. Currently, the mining is going on in the east block, and eventually a west block is also going to be developed. Next one. And the other important thing is, apart from previously, the thought process was to produce dore bar out of this plant. So that's what you are seeing there, those small dore bars coming out of the plant. Going forward, a refinery is also built so that bullion is produced from this project. A refined gold is going to be produced rather than the dore bar. Next one. This the third project is the Kalewala gold project. We have this again in a tier one mining jurisdiction. This is a very good project in a very potential area, and a gold mineralized zone has already been identified. There was drilling done by Finland Geological Survey and also the Kalewala Gold OA, which has done drilling. So we have all the drilling data. We have reassessed and we have planned for further drilling to identify about 4 tons of gold so that we can do the feasibility. I think next 1 year, we'll be able to prove that kind of resource to the sustaining drilling operations. And a small open pit is going to be open next year, subject to the environment clearance approval and also availability of the funds to us. Next summer, we want to do that one. Next one. And these are some of the, actually on the right hand side, you can see the map of the mineralized zones and the drilling that has been done. All the straight lines inclined towards southwest, they're all the drill holes. So you can clearly see how many drill holes that have been done based on which this mineralized zone has been identified. A third 3D plan has been shown there, how the gold mineralization is extending to the depth. So further drilling will prove this, and this is what we are going to mine, and most likely this is going to be an underground operation. Next one. And the Mozambique lithium project, again, the exploration is going on. You can see different lithium minerals, that is lepidolite, spodumene, and also zinvaldite mica. And you can also see the tantalum and beryl in this project. This is the one which we are planning to set up 100 ton per day processing facility. And with further drilling, we can prove more resource and increase the potential to more than 3 million tons of ore, which can sustain 1,000 ton processing facility. That could take another 2 to 3 years, but next year we would like to have this 100 ton per day processing flotation circuit and start producing lithium and tantalum. Some of you may have some doubts on the lithium pricing and the viability of the project, but when we choose this project, it is not just the lithium, but also tantalum, which is a very costly metal, which is used in several modern industries, that is also going to be produced. So it is both lithium and tantalum concentrate that's going to be produced out of this project. Next one. And this is the copper, Mozambique, again in Mozambique, it's a copper gold licenses that we have acquired, that is in a Tate complex in the northwestern part of Mozambique. We have acquired the data, which is readily available with the government, mainly on the geophysics, airborne geophysics, and so on and so forth. And there are a number of artisanal workings in this area where people are extracting gold and copper from the surface. You can see the malachite and azurite, that is a copper mineral, which is being taken out and being sold as a ore. So again, we entered into an agreement where we are 90% shareholders in these projects, in the copper gold projects, which we are going to drill immediately so that we can prove the resource. And that mineralization is pretty much identified on the ground. So the drilling targets, planning drilling targets is quite easy. And upgradation of the resource would also be very, very quick, and which again plan to do in the next year. Next one. And the Balukona nickel copper PGE projects, I am sure you have been following through our BSC releases on this. About a kilometer long mineralized zone, all these star, the dots that are shown on the left hand side, all those are all nickel copper mineralized areas. And on the right side, we have done that's an image of magnetic survey. And in the lower one shows the depth extension of the mineralized zone. So in a three dimension, it has been proved on the surface by the surface sampling, the third dimension through the geophysical surveys. And we are planning to drill in this area again starting from January. So, next. Yeah. So, in summary, I think that is what about the projects, what we want to be by 2030. We achieve, we would like to become a mid-tier gold producer and begin supplying critical minerals as well. And in the Janagiri project, by then, I think the production would reach to a ton. And Argentore also, the production would reach more than 800 kilos. Even it could go to a ton, depending on the grade that we get in the underground operations. And we would like to commence the high-grade underground mining operation in Finland and prove additional resources at that project. And similarly, we will start the production for lithium and tantalum in Mozambique, and also copper gold production in Mozambique. And again, I would like to add, we are looking at some gold and critical mineral projects for acquisition. And we have defined a certain criteria to develop for these acquisitions also. The gold projects, these are our new project selection criteria. For the gold projects, we are looking at a scenario where within 2 years they can come into the production. Having already operating two gold mines, we would like to take an advanced projects in terms of gold, whereas in critical mineral commodity, we would look at even the greenfield projects with good potential, particularly the geological potential, so that in next 2 to 3 years, we can identify the resource and then plan for the mining operations. So this is how we are progressing. We are actually verifying the data on the available targets. We also see what are the geological setting there, and also what's the kind of jurisdiction. Obviously, where we are already operating, if the projects are in the vicinity, that will be good for us. But if there are new jurisdictions with the good potential areas, company is definitely going to look at it. And also, most importantly, we are going into the projects only with the majority ownership, or a clear path for the majority ownership within next 2 to 3 years. So that's the kind of selection criteria that we have defined for ourselves. And we are looking at a couple of the gold projects, the previous slide. So with all the new projects that are coming in and the current projects, this could be our share of the gold. Here I have shown essentially only the gold. I think we would reach to a point of around 2 tons of gold production as our share. So that is what it is looking like. But if some new projects come with a bigger number, it could all change. But conservatively, this is the kind of estimate that we have. We are looking at for the next few years. Next one. Next one. So this is our team. I think you're all familiar with all these people, so I don't have to go through there. But I would like to add a couple of the people here, which you may not be fully familiar with. That is, one is Mr. Timur. He is the general director of Avalum, that is our subsidiary in Kyrgyzstan. He has been working here with us for the last 2 to 3 years. He has been instrumental in getting all the approvals for the processing plant. And he has been the one who is driving this whole thing. I actually want to mention specifically, because now that the project has come into the production, primarily he has played a very key role in this. And similarly, Mr. Naushad, who is our director in Kyrgyzstan, and his continued efforts has actually brought this into the production stage now. So I really want to thank both of them as well. Next. So I think that is what from my end. So in sum and substance, what I would like to say is, as a company, we have two mines in the production. And so you will see the numbers from this quarter itself, the amount of gold that is going to be produced. And the second one is we have a range of projects which would build the value for the next 3 to 4 years in terms of discovering the resources and developing them into the mines. So for a company like us, which has strong issues before 21, in the next 4 years, what we have built is, I think it's quite a step. So we have grown significantly. Last year, there may be a bit of a stagnation, but I think that things are going to be changing very, very soon. One thing that I have not added in this presentation, I think which some of the shareholders or many of the shareholders would really looking at, is the Ganajur license. What's happening to the court case? I think the background of it, more of you are familiar with, and it is going to be today, I think, is there is a hearing of the Indosil case in Supreme Court, and they are going to, I think these hearings are going to go for some more time. We play our part in the of course we are the impleaders in that case, so we are also eagerly waiting for the results from that hearing. So I think that is all from my end. But before, as I said initially, before going into the Q&A session, we have got some queries sent to us by at least 3 or 4 shareholders, which I have in front of me. I would like to summarize and respond to those queries. I think some of them are pretty long and lengthy, so I would definitely would like to take up most of the points here. So the first one, I think the main issue on the minds of shareholders, if I actually summarize this, they would like to know what is the timelines for the production coming out of these two projects, Jonagiri and Kyrgyzstan. The other one is why the rights issue has been planned now, why not a later date, and why our stake has come down in Jonagiri project from 49 to 27%, and are we going to change the promoters and the management? So I think, and also there are issues like PR is not being done and so on and so forth, which I would, and some people even said that there is some ulterior angle of bringing some new investors into the company at the discounted price and so on and so forth. But I would like to respond one by one. So in terms of Jonagiri, see the comments that were made, like we started off at 49%, which is not true. I mean, if we just go back, the Jonagiri acquisition, prior to 21, when we did not have any project, actually granted project, that is when we started taking, we actually acquired the stake, and we acquired 42% stake, not 49. Yes, there was an understanding that it could go up to 49, but never cross 51%. So Deccan, with a clear understanding, which has been articulated to the shareholders, that we'll always remain as a minority shareholder in GeoMaster. So that was the starting point. And also, I think some of the shareholders were thinking that Deccan has been managing this whole project. Not all, but some of them are thinking. But that is also not correct, because it is me personally, because I migrated from GeoMaster to Deccan. I was handling as the managing director of GeoMaster, all those operations. Otherwise, Deccan team is not fully involved or not involved in the growth of that project. It is GeoMaster per se that is involved in the growth of the project. So these two things we need to clearly understand before going further into the Jonagiri project. And issue is, when we took that project in 2003, I think, when we took the project, we have an intention to keep maintaining our shareholding in the project. But then we also acquired Kyrgyzstan project. That was, I think, later part of 23 or early 23, we acquired the project, and we acquired that project with the sole intention of being a major shareholder. So as a major shareholder, we want to contribute and develop the project, which as a Deccan, we can say that is our majority. That's our own project. So hence, we have started investing more in the Kyrgyzstan project. As a result, today we can see that we have a project and which is into the production. So while prioritizing our investments, about 140, 150 crores have been invested into the Kyrgyzstan project, whereas about 40 crores have been invested into Jonagiri project. Obviously, because of that, the share price, our shareholding has come down. I think every time it has been informed through our financial results, etc., to the stock exchanges and by and large to the shareholders about our shareholding. But it was done because we had to prioritize between these two projects with the money that is available to us. So, but while I still remain as the managing director of GeoMaster. So till August, when I had to take a decision whether to continue with GeoMaster or with Deccan. I had to choose one of them. Obviously, I chose Deccan and stayed back here. So our shareholding has come down in Jonagiri primarily because we prioritized the Kyrgyzstan project, at the same time contributing whatever that is possible in the Jonagiri project. As a result, today, our position in Jonagiri project as minority shareholder, as a minority in the sense, it has come down from 42 to 27%. So that position is more or less maintained. And whereas we have another project which is in the production now. So I think that strategy, at least in the management view, it has worked out. I see there are a lot of other objections to it. I take it, but this is the explanation we have for why we choose to do it. And then the other point that has been, continuing with the Jonagiri, why the data has not been, whatever the production timelines, everything has not been announced to the market. That is, I think, another major issue. I think you also please try to understand that Deccan gets the information from the board meetings of GeoMaster. From there, we will announce. We may have some information because previously I'm personally involved in the project, but day-to-day operations, how much they are producing, that kind of data, obviously, I don't have. And as a result, Deccan also doesn't have. Whatever that comes through, is through the board minutes that it is discussed in GeoMeister board, where I am a director on the board. That is being presented to the Deccan shareholders. So I think that is how it's going to be. And in terms of the production and how much it is producing, I think the quarterly results when GeoMeister is presenting. And by the way, GeoMeister, it doesn't have a mandate to go to the market and present that this much gold has been produced. As a private company, they can do it on a relevant platform. Like, they have to announce it to the IBM, which I am sure they are doing it, and various those regulatory authorities that they are definitely doing. But Deccan has can only announce when they get some information from them. So I think that is where we are as far as the Jaunagiri project is concerned. And someone has commented, is there any glitch in the development of the project? I very confidently, as a technical person, as someone who managed it till last August, I can clearly tell you there are no glitches. The plant is working fantastic, and whatever that has been predicted through the test work, both mining and processing, it is being reconciled very well. So there is absolutely no doubt in the project. It is not also running in the low capacity. It is running at its approved capacity. The approved capacity is like is about 1,000 tons now. So now they are running at 1,000 tons per day. So I think these are the questions related to the Jaunagiri project. Anything I mentioned? So then coming to the Alpinto project, yes, the last status of the project, someone commented, with the commissioning by the end of this month, and it will be deferred to December. As I said, final preparations for the trial run has been done. Till yesterday, I was actually in Kyrgyzstan. And within a couple of weeks, we'll start the trial production from that project. And you will see that announcement as well coming through. And next 2 to 3 months, that is during the winter time, this is first time actually that plant is running in the winter, during the winter period. So the escalation, the commissioning could be a bit slow during this winter time. But once post-February, it is going to be full on that particular plant. And we'd be, my guesstimate or the estimate rather at this point in time, we may be producing around 20, 25 kilos of gold during this period. So I think though there is a delay, I mean, I tell you why there is a delay. One is we started about a month late in the initial stages. Like, if we had started this construction of plant in the month of May, it would have been completed by December, by this time. I mean, commissioning also would have been done. The trial runs also would have been done a month before. But unfortunately, there were a few approvals that we had to get to start. And also, we had to mobilize about 100 odd people from India to the site. And that also took a bit of a time. That's where I think there was a delay. Otherwise, we were to do all this before Diwali itself. So that was the plan. But the good thing is it is on its way now. And in terms of the lithium projects in Mozambique, I think I have explained. We are going to do some more drilling and tighten up the flow sheet so that we can build a proper flotation plant. As I said, by end of next year, we'll have that plant built also. And then the rest of the questions, and let me go through. One is Imran Ghani, what he has sent a mail on this questions are like this. The first one, I think, will the funds raised, he was talking about why funds were not raised earlier to increase our stake in Jaunagiri. Yeah, I think I would like to elaborate on this point as well. Initially, when we started off, as I said, we started at 42%, and then we took over Kyrgyzstan project also. So we have to take a call on where to invest the funds. And in terms of fundraise, we have been trying our level best to get the funds from various agencies. That includes equity funding and also debt funding from various parties. We were successful to some extent, but not fully. The reason being, we, at that point in time, 2022-23, the overall investors' confidence is pretty low in the company because we didn't have a track record. We never produced anything. And this is a new business. And this is something which has not been done in India. So we could not attract the investor community at that point in time. And also, in terms of tech, we tried at various places. And in fact, our the people that we have discussed from right and left of the world, even in Japan, we tried in US, in Europe, we have been trying to get their debt funds. But again, the issues that have they have raised is the collaterals. As a company, that we didn't have any collateral to put across to them. And investing in India is an issue for many of them. So that's why, and of course, the track record, that is something which was very, very deterrent to these people to come into India. Even the Indian banks and Indian investors whom we have approached, even to the project like Jonagiri, we were not successful in raising the funding from the bank because banks wouldn't look at their major doubt was whether there's gold in the ground or not. They wanted to see the production. So these are the issues which we were facing for at least last 2 to 3 years to get the debt funding from the banks and the financial institutions. Yes, many other businesses might be getting it, but we also need to think where we are and where we were coming from. Considering those two things, we have issues in raising that kind of capital so that we can fund. And even if you invest that kind of funding in Jonagiri, our maximum cap is 49. It's not going to go beyond that because we have agreed, and it has been obviously articulated to the investors also, that we will remain at 49% a maximum in GeoMeso. So in terms of then we decided to, as I said previously, we decided to invest the funds into the Kyrgyzstan project as well. And probably one of the investors was a shareholder, is pointing out that you could have done this rights issue in the beginning itself. But again, the same thing applies because in the rights issue, going back to the shareholders who have just come out of the lowest possible time for Deccan, and then whether they are in a position, whether they have the confidence to do it, or is it right from the management perspective to go to the investors, to go to the existing shareholders, to ask for more money to develop these projects? At least we were not very sure and we were not very confident. That's why we were trying to get to the third party funding, that is either through equity or debt. So there are reasons why we are at this stage, but I personally believe from the management perspective, we are in a better position with two operating minds rather than a shareholder, a minority shareholder in one operating mind. Then, but we have, that's how we see it. And from here, then his next question was on 27, come down to 49. The shareholders were told, we have the maximum of 49, but we never said that we are going to have a controlling stake in that project. Are we going to invest this money again to increase our stake in Jonagiri? We need to look at it, but I don't think that is what we are going to do because now we have another 4 or 5 projects where funding needs to be done. And management strongly believes that the growth of other projects will bring more value to Deccan rather than increasing our stake, but still remain in a secondary position in that company. It may not be a healthy sign for us. And he also continued, are we going to give this mine to Hira or any other investor from Plata? See, we never gave Jonagiri mine, from Deccan's perspective, we never gave Jonagiri mine on Plata. We entered into the agreement being a less than 50% shareholder. before that, so that's what I was telling in the beginning also. The management is all done by Jio Mysore, except me who is involved as the managing director of Jio Mysore also. But otherwise, it is Jio Mysore which is managing the project. And probably it gave an impression that Deccan is managing project. It is not. And in terms of handing over the project to Hira or anyone, we are not going to do it. Why we will do it? I mean, the very fact that we got 60% so that we should have a controlling stake in the project. That's why we went for that Kyrgyzstan project. And henceforth, we are not going to hand over the project to someone. And handover means what? Are we going to sell the shares? No, we are not going to do it. We want to develop, and that's why teams are also being developed internally to build mines on our own. What is the actual production start at Kyrgyzstan? I think I have made myself very clear. And the other one is the timing of rights issue and why you are doing rights issue at this point in time. I think that is one of the major queries that everyone is asking. See, the rights issue has been thought of. The main reason is to clear the debt. As of today, we have about 200 crore debt, and it is becoming very difficult for us to service the debt. It's true from next year onwards, we are going to have the revenues from Kyrgyzstan project. But if you flow back entire revenues into the payment of the debt, the growth required for the company is not, the money required for the growth of the company is not available. So we have contemplated in bringing a rights issue. And one of the comments that I have, one of the comments is that you could have done this after the production of Jhanagiri and Kyrgyzstan project is done. See, this rights issue is done with an, as I said, with an intention to clear the debt. And whether I do it now or do it later, it is rights issues for the shareholders within the company only. Yeah, after rights issue, if there is going to be growth, the investors, the existing shareholders are going to be benefited out of this. And the company also will become debt-free in this. And someone said that you are trying to do this, or the company is trying to do this rights issue to bring someone into this company. See, if that is the intention, we could have gone for a larger rights issue of 600 crores, 700 crores, so that the incoming investor could mop up all the shares. But that's not what we are doing. What we are doing is whatever that is sufficient to clear the debt. My request is please try to understand the intent of this. We are trying to do a rights issue to clear the debt out from the company. And yes, additional amount of money that is required to drill the projects. There are four projects which I have mentioned that we are going to drill and create the value so that in next 6 months, we are into something else from now. And we will be a debt-free company. There are four other projects where resources are built. And then we are also getting revenues from Kyrgyzstan. That will make it a more sustainable resource developing company rather than. So these are the thought processes which I would like to articulate, which I have been trying to articulate to the shareholders and investors in a broader sense. So that is how this has been done. And I think the shareholders will appreciate what we are trying to do at this point of time. We are trying to create a stable company now. And in terms of another, there are a few more. I mean, once I finish all that, you can ask more questions. I see there are many people who are in the waiting. But don't worry, till all your questions are answered, this IR call will continue. And in terms of PR, it has been commented that it's the PR is not done properly. I would like to understand what exactly is the proper PR. As a company like us, we don't want to bring in flash and pan kind of presentations news items. Any PR for our kind of company where there are inherent risks in terms of production timelines, in terms of results that are going to come in. That kind of PR is not going to help. It has to be viewed. It has to be a sustainable resource development company. That is how we have to develop the company. And I am sure in the last 6 to 8 months, whatever the PR that we have done, it has reached a broader community. And in fact, last week, when I was in Mumbai, addressing in one of the Anand Rathi's conferences, there are many investors who have come in. They wanted to meet us because they see that Deccan is a pioneering company in development of gold and critical minerals. So I think that we have reached, even before announcing any production, we have reached to that point because the kind of PR that we have done, personally and from the management perspective, we give full marks. And now onwards, once we have more production related things are news are coming out, yes, that may have an impact on the share price. But the PR that whatever we have done in the last 6 months has a larger impact on the investment community itself. I think that we have to give full credit to them for doing that PR. So what else? Please let me check all this so that I can leave the forum. And some of other queries are like PR, I think I have answered that. And in terms of all the rights issue and the discount to a particular shareholder, that also, I mean, this is another point. You are doing rights issue at this point in time so that you have an understanding with other, some big investor who can come in and mop it up. Look at the size of the rights issue. Even if someone, 99% if it is renounced also, the investor who comes in, it is only 15% he is going to get, not more than that, in the entire company. So he is not going to dominate and he is not going to become a promoter of this company. So there is no such intent. We have spoken to the promoters, we've been speaking to the shareholders and the shareholder, and we have been addressing them in various forums, and also the announcement has been made. So we were getting a lot of feedbacks. I think by and large, they were supportive of a rights issue at this point of time. But time and again, I want to mention that there is no other intent in this one. And like Imran Ghani has asked, whether there is going to be any change in the promoters and the management. At least in the promoters, I don't see that there is going to be any change because, as I said, if someone takes it off also, it's going to only the maximum of 15%. And promoters, the current promoters are going to be promoters for, they're going to be promoters. But if someone takes it off, we see it as a strong hand coming into the company, which I think it's the request of many shareholders also. So as a company to move forward, I think it may help, but promoters are not going anywhere. And in terms of management, at least the management which is now sitting in front of you, we don't have any plan, but it's up to the shareholders to decide who has to manage this company. The other one we are open for. There were a few suggestions that were made in case if we are going to go ahead with the rights issue. Please talk to Jupiter and S&P ETFs and MSPL. We certainly will do it. It is not that, as I said, our intent is not to bring someone to take over this company. Definitely it is not. I think I sort of explained in many ways what is our intent is. We will certainly do whatever that is required to the to benefit the existing shareholders. Our intention is not to erode the value. And there is also a comment made that the prices could nosedive. Of course, that is for the market to decide. But we cannot compare the previous rights issue to this one. First of all, when the previous rights issue was done, there was only one announcement in terms of prior approval received from Delhi. It was not a mining lease also at the time. And I looked at all the numbers at the time. And also the rights issue was done at 2-1, I think, and it was more than 30% of the that market cap at the time that we raised. So there was a significant amount of valuation as well. But today, if you see, as we disclose, it's about 315 crores of the money that we are planning to raise. And on a 2,000 crore market cap company, you can clearly see what is the valuation that's going to happen. So I personally don't believe that the prices are going to be most raised as it has been articulated. But it is, I leave it to the market. It's market's reaction at that point. And also there was a point raised on in Tanzania, you have mentioned that it is better than bigger story than Ganajor, but it has not happened. I think we also need to understand the exploration projects have inherent risks. It is not that we have written off Tanzania. We have received the first stage of results. Some areas look good, some areas don't look good. And also please remember that we have not drilled in any of those projects. The surface values, we have some good values have been received, and we are testing to drill them. And we are planning to drill as a part of this overall drilling program in the month of January or February. So I think once drill results come through, it may be successful. So we need to wait for it. It is not that the day we take a ground and suddenly it's going to be like a Ganajur. And please remember, for Ganajur to be a Ganajur, we started in 2002 as a reconstruction permit. And it is in the year 2017, we have discovered 9 tons of gold in Ganajur. So it has become a good project. So good amount of drilling that has been done in the project. So it is Ganajur as a project standing on its legs. So unless we reach to that point, anywhere you cannot say that the project is going to be mineable. So I would like the investors to take note of it. That is how resource companies are going to grow. Their best strategy for any resource company have is to have a couple of producing assets, and then you have series of assets in the pipeline so that they can deliver mines at a reasonable frequency, if not on an everyday basis. And of course, we cannot anticipate them as well. And in terms of holding the physical, holding IR calls, I think I have mentioned that, and also intimated to BSC that we are going to have regular IR calls from now onwards. And shareholders' emails, in replying to shareholders' emails, I think we are one of the probably rare companies where management is continuously in touch with the shareholders. As I said in the beginning, yes, we may have missed out a few things, but we are always in touch. Actually, in one of the shareholders, even their suggestions we have taken. Like Mr. Devendra Gupta's, in his email, he clearly mentioned that he has suggested us to take Art Vega, and we found it suitable, so we have taken and we have used. So if there is no interaction, this would not have happened. So we are, and he himself has mentioned on many occasions, he has given his inputs. It is taken. Whether we have used these inputs or not, that's a different story. But it is always that kind of interaction is there with many shareholders. So we are, but going forward, we are bringing a clear policy of handling the shareholders' responses. That also you will come to know within a couple of days. I think. In terms of physical aging, so I mean this year actually in terms of AGM, this year we may not have the physical AGM. We want to, I mean it's already announced that we'll have it through the VC. The reason being we are also tied up with various other things. That's the only reason why we are not going ahead with the physical AGM, but from next year onwards, 100% we are going to have physical AGMs. That there is no doubt about it. And in terms of the other major issue was the small shareholders, the minority shareholders, the director representative. That is, I think.
Yes, and we'll be sending the list of members.
And the request has been, in fact, even taken to the board, and it has been communicated by email that we are obviously there is a process to it, and as a part of the process, they asked for the list of shareholders, and we have put them to the proper channel, and it is up to the minority shareholders to take it forward from there. And as a management, we don't have any objection to it. As a process, whatever that needs to be done, it has to be done. And we are cooperating with the shareholders who have sought for this. I think these are the main queries that I could see. And if I have missed any of them, I am happy to answer these things. So now I leave the floor for question and answers. Yes.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may click on the raise hand icon from the participant tab on your screen. Participants connecting from their mobile device using a web browser, please enable desktop site mode to access the raise hand icon. To avoid repetition, the management will respond to all the questions at the end of the Q&A session. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from Imran Ghani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Hanuma, thank you for your answers to my query, but a few things were like not straightforward. To be honest, when I asked why we did not raise funds for Jonagiri earlier, and you said that we might have not come to the investors again, and we went to the whole world asking the money. If you would have come to us 2 years ago or 1 year ago, we would have given the money as we did 10 years ago. This is my submission. All the minority shareholders were ready. We reduced our Jonagiri stake to 27% from 42%. I know we were never allowed to be a major shareholder, but every percentage increase increases the value of our company. We could have monetized that. One of my query was, it is now second, that do we have any plans to monetize our 27% stake in Jonagiri, so that we can use that money to mine, explore, and build new assets which we own as majority shareholders. That has not been answered. That timing of the right issue, there is no point in debating that. You have answered all the queries, but we still have our doubts. We see there are ulterior motives. There is ulterior motive of bringing someone backdoor. I submit that. I can write it. I can write it to any damn authority in the world. And it will prove, I won't be proved wrong in the due course. And Kyrgyzstan, you have production, you have answered. And you have answered any plan in change promoter and all the, that was kind of answered. But we were coming for this thing or that thing. Then we were flying the drones in Dubai. We were doing all the wasting our money on in all those things. And today we are not discussing all those. We would have used that money for Jonagiri. We would have asked money from the shareholders. We were ready to give. Today also we are ready to give the money. But I will again submit that the timing of the right issue is 100% wrong. It's 100,000% wrong. You said that it is for clearing the debt. We could have cleared the debt 1 month after the announcement of the Kyrgyzstan and Jonagiri. It was supposed to be announced around Diwali. Okay, Diwali has gone. It might be before Christmas. The right issue could have come in January. The world is not going to fall in 2 months. The debt is not going to increase from 200 crores to 2000 crores or 200,000 crores in 2 months, the timing of the right issue is wrong. I'm again telling you. And in your representation, there is no timeline given for Bhalu Kona, which is our 100% this thing. And one major thing which you miss, I never said that the, on Tur to Hira, the mines, I'm talking about the Bhalu Kona. It has been transferred into some private limited company again. Then you, we will take the debt. Then again, you will submit or surrender it to Hira. This is what I feel. I am in pain. I'm a shareholder for last 15 plus years. I'm seeing ups and downs. I have attended all the IDMs almost and interacted with so many of you guys, all of you guys, arranged visit Supreme Court hearing and everything, arranged Amitabh Kant, this thing, meetings also in Delhi. But we are being sidelined, to be honest. We shareholders who are sticking with company for last 15 years are being sidelined. Timing of the right issue, you think on it again. It is, again, I'm submitting 100% wrong. And you said that our strategy is to, for new projects, is majority ownership within 2 years. It seems like a joke. Whatever we were having, we have reduced that. Jonagiri, we were having, okay, 42%. We were entitled for 49%. We have reduced it to 27%. For new, you are saying that within 2 years, we will go for majority ownership. Why we have not kept our shareholding intact? You cannot say that we were never allowed to be a major shareholder. Okay, minor shareholder. But we have a value for that. And we could have encashed that. And that money would have been used for other mines, for auctions and acquiring. And this 315 crores, 200 crores odd will go to the debt. 115 crores only for drilling. Then again, we will be empty-handed and we will be having no money to start productions and building other plants. Then again, we will go to some Hira or Panna to give us the debt. And then this will keep going on, I think. This is not a good management. Company is not being managed well. Period. I stop here.
I think we can stop.
So may we move? Thank you. We'll take our next question from Avinash Mule, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Mule, could you unmute your microphone and you may then ask your question? Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Mule, you may ask your question now. Your connection is unmuted. We're not getting any response from this connection. We will therefore move to our next participant. That's Pratik Kothari, an individual investor. Mr. Kothari, you may ask your question now.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Sir, am I audible?
Yeah.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes. You are, sir.
Sir, Hanuma sir, thank you very much for this detailed update. You know, I understand there is some frustration from some of the shareholders on diluting the stake in Jonagiri. Yes, you know, I mean, we could have maybe done a rights issue in June, etc. Point taken. But I would just like to look ahead now. What is done is done. Just a few questions, sir. You know, in our slide, we have mentioned the AISC for Altintore and Jonagiri in the range of $1,020 and $1,045. So, is that the production cost as of today, sir? That was one question. Second is, so considering that, you know, today we are closer to 4,000 odd ton, so therefore, we expect a 70, 75%, 80% kind of a margin thereabout. So that was my first question, sir. As I can see, sir, Altintore also we have mentioned about 350 kgs of production starting next year. And for 28, if you can just clarify whether that can go up to 700 kgs. Within Altintore, sir, we have mentioned that the mine has a 6-year life only. So just if you can give some more color on that, whether with the underground operations, would that include the 6 years, or with underground that goes up further? So that was the other question, sir. So I believe our focus remains that we start the two mines. And previously one of the shareholders did point out, if we have our new mining operations in a private limited company, and the cash flows of that private limited company coming to us in a form of dividend distribution payout, we again lose out on a 25% DDT, dividend distribution tax. So therefore, why not house these new companies or new projects within Deccan Gold itself? At least that way we don't have to pay the dividend distribution tax, and it cash flow wise it becomes a little bit more efficient for us. So lastly, if you can tell us which is the third project that according to you has a high probability to come on stream, because Mozambique I believe now stands delayed by a year. So within Finland, Mozambique or Balukona, where do you think in 29 onwards, if you have some visibility, if you can provide that, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We move to our next question. Before we move to our next question, we'd like to request participants, in the interest of time, please restrict your question to one per participant. Our next question is from Phanish Kumar, a business individual. Please go ahead, Mr. Phanish Kumar.
Hi. Hi everyone. Good afternoon. And were you able to hear me?
We are. Please go ahead.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. So thank you, Hanumanth, for the elaborating roadmap and etc. that you have provided. So as we see, there are a lot of investors, and I'm one among them from a very long time. When I see the first slide which you showed, a 5 years with a 800 percentage plus for the Deccan Gold. So generally, price peaks are performance, correct? So if we see 800 plus percentage for the last 5 years, just 5 years back we had a COVID, every company grown. If we take a last 2 years, last year, last 2 years, 2023 August, the price is at 130 plus. Now even we did not see 130 plus again. There was in 2024 story, there was an AGM with a big slide similar to how you are providing now, presenting. Show me anything that has been delivered as we presented. No. Now, next. There was a last year we said that there is a shipment that has been forwarded, lithium shipment from Mozambique, where last year you said that Mozambique will be tentatively started this year, September. After that shipment, there is no news at all. And because of that, Mozambique, 130 to 180, boom, Rama, one of the promoter exited. Whenever the stock price crosses 150, promoter exit. This year, you reduced the stake for the Jonagiri, provided to you got some amount from Godavari Power. You provided those stakes to the Godavari Power. Then Lloyds Enterprise came in. All mess. Okay, when we get a permission, when we got a permission in the month of March or April this year, how come the Jonagiri will take such a long time to be commissioned? I still don't understand. I mean, so understand from our shoes, not at a management perspective. You can understand from our shoes. Okay, refinery was never been part of the discussion. How a production can be stopped with announcing with the refinery? All refinery is at the end of the stage, because I'm from Hyderabad and I visited, I know the plant. I've seen that even. When we got a promotion, permission from the central government, the stock price was in the really in the momentum. All of a sudden you came on CNBC and said that, okay, we will get a very less gold of 400 kgs. You can review that commentary even, that is there in the YouTube. And now in the recent summit, you said that after coming from the recent summit, government summit, you said that, okay, we will get 1 ton of gold. And still now, okay, can you answer us? Don't say that it is something that Geomycer or someone has to decide it. Okay, one answer. Every investor, you can ask it, every investor or shareholder, they will ask one question. When Jonagiri will commence? Do we have the answer for that? It is actually tentatively the last year that has to be commenced. We waited till March. You all of a sudden came up in the CNBC and said that trial runs in progress. 12 months, trial runs is targeted for 3 months. We waited for almost 9 months till now. Still in trial runs. Lucky enough that Lloyd Enterprise has given saying that at least they made a statement that November, tentatively we will open in November. And I'm sure because you came up with this rights issue, they will also not, because the stock price will rise and you won't find the investor with a lower price. In the last session, in the last discussion, Hanuma Prasad, you have said that you are in the advanced talk with the Singapore investor. And as Ahmed or Imran, someone said in the initial discussion, it will result in you want to get someone in the from the outside to invest in this company. But in the month of May, if you have told that, okay, we have started the production or you would have started the production, by this time we would have cleared the half of the depth from the Jonagiri investment only. But this is something wrong and people are now feeling that there might be that once the new investor comes in, similar to how Geomycer was sold to Lloyd Enterprise, Deccan Gold will also get sold. That's what we saw in Valakona also, where Chhattisgarh project, you can see the Deccan Gold name is not there. That is already sold. Similarly, everything will be sold. This is not going in the right way at all. I have complete data points. I am speaking about the collecting the data points only. So that's all I have, Hanuma Prasad. If you really think that, okay, we need to reward the investors and shareholders or etc., at least think about the people that you have given in the on the floor who are working on the Jonagiri plant. A sweeper has invested. All are in a bad mood or in a pain that, okay, though the plant is running, the people are not coming and saying that it is being in the production. That's all I have. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. We move to our next question from Parth Agrawal from Bastion Research. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So I had just one question regarding the Jonagiri project. And it was, so since, you know, we will be producing almost close to 400 kgs in next financial year from Jonagiri, and you know, close to your whatever the AISC that you have declared, based on that we are at, you know, 75% of gross margin. So how much amount, you know, do you think it would flow to the bottom line, PAT level? Any sense that you can give?
Thank you. Our next question is from Viraj Mahadevia of MoneyGrow. Please go ahead.
Hi, Hanuma. Thank you for the detailed presentation. On slide, page number 37, you mentioned 200 kilos of gold production targets. However, previously you mentioned 5,000 kilos of gold and gold equivalent. So can you clarify on the distinction? Is it 200 kilos of gold and another 2,000 kilos of gold, another 3,000 kilos of gold and gold equivalents, i.e. nickel, platinum, and the other minerals? My second point is regarding the rights issue. I do agree with some of the past participants that the pricing is wrong. While the act is noble of raising money and repaying debt, I certainly think investors would be much more comfortable having seen production of the first two plants. Ultimately, the proof is in the pudding, and potentially subscribing to a rights at even a higher price with far greater comfort and confidence that the proceeds are going towards debt repayment and that, you know, the business is on its way. So just wanted to register my point there on the rights issue. ideally, it should happen in the next couple of months if what you say is right regarding the two upcoming projects, where the share price will be higher, but investors will have far greater confidence on making that contribution. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Our next question is from Pranjal Agarwal of Samriddhi Investments. Please go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon. I'm audible?
Yes.
So my question is, I want to ask about the total resource potential of both the projects, Junagri and Kazakhstan mine. So as per your previous presentations, you have told that the total resource potential of Junagri mine is close to 40 tons. And but the proven resource is up till date is 12 tons. So today you have mentioned that on further drilling, it is expected that the proven resource could scale up to 20 tons. So by when we can expect the total resource to scale up to 40 tons? And I also want to ask about the resource potential of Kazakhstan mine. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Our next question is from Srihari Darupunidhi, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Srihari, please unmute your connection and ask your question. Mr. Srihari, could you please ask your question? There seems to be no response from this connection. We will move to our next participant. That's Chandar Prabha Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hi. I'm audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. I would like to bring certain concerns which I have. One is, as Hanumaji rightly mentioned, that in 21, we were at no position but where we are today. But at the same time, I see we have been diluting from 10 odd crores since then. Till today, we are at 1600 odd crores of equity. And I see most of this equity went into dilution either to buy into Jio Mysore, the 42% stake. And then I know we have purchased Kazakhstan mine from Hira Group, right? And at the same time, we allocated equity to Hira at 53 rupees while we diluted in the past. Now we say we have debt of 200 crores and we are repaying that debt from taking the right issue money from the investors. My question is, in one hand, we are taking loans and giving equity to Hira. Second, if I have to understand, if most of this right issue money will go to get into paying the debt, I think most of the debt is with the Hira and all our Junagiri stake is pledged with Hira as on today. So we are saying, one hand, we have diluted our equity to Hira to buy into Kazakhstan and Junagiri. And now we are saying we are paying them back from this right issue money itself. So it's like taking money from one hand, giving money to the other hand. And wherein we have diluted 60% equity from last 3 years. And we are raising, diluting more 15%. Let's say if I have to go with 315 crores of money, which will be raised, three odd crores shares will be raised. So coming to more 15% equity. So I don't see this is the right way or, diluting our stake. And I think this money mostly will go to the person who has landed us money, which is Hira Group. Right. And now with the rights, I'm quite sure the unsubscribed portion of promoters will go to Hira. And eventually he will be again getting the more shares and at the low price. And, we all know the story. That's all. I don't want to talk further because I'm not convinced the way we are managed and the execution risk was there from day one and we never get any assurances from management so far. So, yeah, that's all from me, Hanuma, and probably I would like to have your thoughts on this. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from Rohit Singhal, an individual investor. Mr. Singhal, please ask your question now.
Hello,
Yes,
am
sir.
I
Please
audible?
go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. My question is that why we are not increasing the stake in Jonagiri from that initially it was a 42 from and now it is 27. So why we are not increasing from 27 to 42 in Jonagiri, and in Elkindor why we are not increasing from 60 to 70% through right issues? And secondly, 2 years before, the presentation was made in which we were told that in 2030 we will produce around 5 tons of gold or equivalent to gold. And now we are talking about only 2 tons. So why the target has been changed?
Thank
That's
you.
all from my side.
Thank you, sir. Next question is from Rakesh Kolapkar, self-employed. May we request you to please go ahead with your question? Mr. Kolapkar, your microphone is unmuted. Please ask your question.
Hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I have, like, I'm presenting this question on behalf of myself and my mother. Like, we are investing since 2005. Now, the question is, do we, like, at this price, do we further wait for, I mean, further wait to, we get a improved EPS and we wait for the earning? And then subscribe for the right, or what do we do? So there is a good confusion that we have waited for 20 years, but now there is no earnings, and now we have to again subscribe for a right as a small investor, and don't have that much of confidence in the earning. So should we? And is there a possibility of whatever you have mined and done through the process? The initial processings, or at least you present that and like equivalence, and then we declare that as an earning, and then we get a confidence. So there is a confusion basically. How do we subscribe for the right? I want clarity on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Pranay Jain of Deal Wealth Capital. Mr. Jain, please go ahead.
Thanks. My question is around the old blocks of Ganajur and Hatti. There is tremendous research done on the resources and extraction. And I mean, last time also we spoke, it has been under legal and regulatory impasse. So I want you to share the insights that you have from the legal advisors, how things are proceeding, not just pertaining to Indosil, but in our case, even though there are similarities, how are we proceeding, and the cost likely to be incurred, and by when do we see some light of the day? Because these are the biggest muscles we have in our armor so far. The new projects are fine. They are essential. But this is really key to what Deccan Gold is. So I want clarity on what insights you have from the legal advisors, and what is our approach and process going to be, with some indicative timeline and some you know, clear steps and strategy on how we proceed. If this is scenario one, then this is what we do by this time with this cost, and this is the scenario two, we have support, whether it is from any other investor, Zira or Lloyd's Metal, or from Triveni, or anybody else, on how best we can get these assets commercialized. So this is primarily my question. Others have already been asked. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from Deepak Shah from Shah Family Office. Please go ahead with your question.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Well, there is a saying, only people who work are the people who get to hear, you know, like the criticism. If I'm not working, I don't hear any criticism from anyone at all. And then there is another saying, when I'm riding or I'm racing in an F1 race, it's best judgment which has to be taken by the driver itself. What turn has to be taken where, and where you have to press the accelerator. And as a viewer from the stadium, I can always keep on commenting, okay, you could have done that, you could have done that, and you could have done X, Y, Z things. But if I'm in that car racing with 10 other cars, pushing me in, out, and on the turns, that's the time when the right, you know, you have to take a judgment. So So yeah, I would like to praise you on all the hard work that you've done. And at the same time, I understand as an investor, we also have our own grievance and criticism for the management. However, let's try and find a win-win situation, which you've been doing this for quite some time now. I mean, when you came, there was nothing happening. Finally, at least there is something happening. Well, that would be it. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question. Over to you, sir, for responses.
Yeah, thank you very much. Nice to hear something which I missed, in a way. Yeah. In terms of the first one was from Imran Ghani. I mean, in terms of Janagiri funds, he said last year if he had come, we would have given the money. But I think that is his judgment. I do not, at least, being talking to the various other shareholders, we were not confident to do something like this last couple of years back. So if that had happened, yeah, things would have been different. Probably, but I cannot comment on that now. In terms of monetizing our stake in Janagiri, how is that going to happen? Can we actually monetize and use that money for the other projects? That is definitely I would like to answer. See, one of the thought processes is immediately we will not monetize because though we diluted our stake, but the value significantly increased in Janagiri project itself. As on today, as I said, 12 tons is going to be as a first step around 20 tons of resource. And from there, in another couple of years, it will go to 42 tons. Very, very likely. I mean, in a geological scenario, there could be a bit of ifs and buts, but whatever we have been seeing in the last few years in terms of drilling results, progressively the value is going to increase. So it's better we monetize knowing fully well that resource is going to increase. At some point in time, maybe down the line in 2 to 3 years, think of the monetizing. At this stage, we are definitely not thinking as far as the monetizing the asset. That is there. And there is another outside chance also. The whole Jio Mysore could also get listed. I am not very sure. But if that is done, the monetization might also happen. But from our perspective, because we know how the resource is going to grow, in a resource growing company, now monetization now itself is not going to help. And that thought process is not definitely there. And the second one is in terms of Balukona, he made a comment that you are already giving it to. Not, he said it's not the other projects, but specifically Balukona. See, as of today, Balukona has not been shifted from the Deccan Gold Mines. I take that point. There are a few others also commented on this. But it has been thought of moving into a subsidiary company, the 100% subsidiary company, so that it will be a separate nickel copper PG vehicle. In any mining companies, if there are focused entities, like there are companies who only do zinc, copper, lead, some do only nickel, some do gold. It is like that. So having in a subsidiary, any fundraising, or even for that matter, when you have to go to the banks to build a big smelter, you may need large capital at that point in time. So having it in a separate subsidiary based on its own valuation, it may be easy to handle, or it is better to handle commercially. So that is the thought process. It is not that we move it into a subsidiary and then hand it over to someone else. Definitely that is not the idea. Because as project grows, there is a value increase and individually it can be handled. That is the only reason. But I tell you, it has not been transferred as on today. Though pictorially we have shown it as a part of Nova Dhatu or a new project, but that is our intent only. It has not been done. Someone actually made a point that once we get the money, again, it's a dividend tax that is applicable to bring the money into Deccan. So there may be a tax leakage in that scenario. Let my team also put a thought in this. We will not, commercially if it is not going to be a good thing, we will not do it. See, what I was trying to say is that the intent is not to hand over to someone, but to get a benefit as an individual entity. That is how we have seen it. So we will certainly consider that thought process. Yeah. So, see, in terms of Dubai, he said we are wasting a lot of money on drones. See, I think you also might have seen what's the kind of money that we have used in Dubai and what is the money we receive from there also. So if you see the money invested was hardly more than a few hundred thousand dollars. It is not really an exorbitant amount of money that has been raised so far, has gone into Dubai and we have used on unnecessary things. It is not so. Actually, that has helped us. Even the small amount of money, we did some consultants projects, we are still doing it. That is giving us a little bit of money. More importantly, that is giving us exposure to various other projects, like the one that we got, the Mozambique one. All these things, we are able to do it because our team is in the forefront, working in these various jurisdictions. So I would like to again emphasize that no money has been wasted. Most of the money that has been received through the investments, it has gone on primarily into Kyrgyzstan, then into Janagiri, and some amount has gone into this case, which the Balukona project. Yeah, yes, the money that has gone to Dubai has also been used for the exploration in Mozambique. So it is not that we are just wasting the money with that money, we could have increased the stake in Jio Mysore, which I think is, I think all the details are already available, how much money that has been used, how much we got as the revenue from Dubai. If you actually look at that, you will clearly see what is happening there. And what is this? I think at the end of the rights issue, you will clearly see our intent is when it happens. I don't say when it's going to happen, but when it happens, you will see our intent is not to bring someone through the back door. It is primarily to clear the debt. Time and again, I can tell this one. We may have different opinion on this, but the main purpose is to clear the debt off. We are viewing it from that angle only. The next one is from Pratik Kotari. That is on the production cost margins.
I include the production
cost. Yeah. See, the 1045, it includes entire production cost. That is mining and operating cost, and also any sustaining capital that is required to kind of an annual basis to maintain the plant, to maintain the mine, etc. So that is what it is. So the EBITDA margins are, as you said, it is about 70 to 75% is the EBITDA margin. The only difference what it comes in Kyrgyzstan, we have we are on a revenue sharing basis with the government company. So there we have to give 17% of revenue to the government. Whereas in India, it is about 5.28%. So that difference actually makes it when it comes to the next round of thing, like the PAT and the EBITDA margins. So in terms of PAT, we are looking at around 35 to 40% from Kyrgyzstan. And in case of Janagiri, it is a 75% is the EBITDA. On that, we have 30% is the corporate tax. The balance is going to be the profit after tax in the case of journalists. It's the same. I'll elaborate. And the lifetime, in terms of Kyrgyzstan, see the 6 years lifetime that is mentioned is the first stage of project. I think previously also I have articulated, there is about 0.6 million tons of tailings and about 1 million tons of low-grade stockpiles, which are already available on the ground. So in 1.6 million tons of resource on the ground, which at 300,000 tons of operation, if you do first 5 years, we will be using that material. And then subsequently, we will use another low-hanging fruit that is in the top part of the open pit. So first 6 years project is envisaged based on these materials. The actual mining activity, particularly the underground, where I firmly believe there is a big potential, that is going to grow. That will come in somewhere around fifth year. That is when we are going to commence. So in terms of life of the mine, once we enter into the underground operation, again, initially we were targeting first 100 meters to go to the 8 tons. And as more we drill, the more depth will go and then more resource will be identified. So once we get into the underground operations, it is very difficult to say how long that will go. If I give a couple of examples even from India, I will give you the example that is currently being operated, that is Hatti Gold Mines. It was started in 1945 as a surface small operation. Today it is operating at a kilometer depth and it's an underground mine. So most of the gold mines will go to a much larger depth. So the life of the mine is not going to stop at 6 years. It is only the first phase of low hanging fruits in the first 6 years that we are going to mine. And beyond that, we'll get into the actual underground operations and then the life could be extended pretty long, in fact. So, yeah, I will not be surprised if it is somewhere around 15 years, at least. Beyond that, I don't want to emphasize more. And in terms of project timelines, we have also asked what are the next round of projects that could come up. Yes, Mozambique is delayed, but next year, end, we would like to start that project. And same time, the Finland is something in the next 2 to 3 years that could come in a full-fledged underground mining operation. Because among all the other portfolio that we have, Finland is one which has a kind of proven resource. A lot of drilling has been done. And upgrading from now, it requires only 1 year of drilling operation. So that will that we will do next year, and so in a way, in terms of project growth, that is in the advanced stage because the resource is clearly visible there. But having said that, Mozambique also could come into the production next year. So between these two, a small scale operation in Mozambique is very likely next year, and beyond that, the serious bigger project would be the Finland project. That is how it looks like to me. And Balukona, at least 2 years of drilling is required. Actually, the first phase of drilling that we are going to do in the starting from January will tell us what are the kinds of grades that we are going to find and what is the overall capacity or the overall viability of the project. So we need to really wait for another 6 months to 8 months before we take any call on the project. Next one. Yeah, I mean, let me go to the next caller, Manish Kumar. You have mentioned that, yeah, over a period of time it has increased, but in the last 2 years, the growth is not that much. I agree with that point. Last 2 years, I think it has been flattened out quite a bit because the project delivery and there are there is a lot of anxiety or anticipation on the two gold mining projects which have to come into the production. And because that has not happened with the timelines that have been envisaged initially, so the growth was not as much as it has happened previously. Previously, the growth has happened not because of the COVID, because COVID is not something which our entire journey, I think, more or less started post-COVID. And initially, the growth has happened because two projects, advanced projects, has come into the kitty, and also there is other project, the possibility of other projects coming into the company. That's why the growth has happened. And the last 2 years or more, so 1.5 years, it is flattened out because these two projects have not commenced the production as it was envisaged. And yes, that is a fact. And very sure this is going to, the growth is going to be there in the coming years because these two mines are into the production now. And you have mentioned that the promoters have exited from the company. But actually, if you see from 2020, as you rightly said, the dilutions have happened when you acquired the assets. Beyond that, the number of shares that have been sold by promoters is actually very, very minimal. Compared to us, there are many others who have sold the shares, but promoters have not exited and are not going to be exited even now. If dilution happens because of the further fundraise or new asset coming into it, they may dilute, but they are not going to exit immediately, and it is not their intent also. And also, we have sold among the promoters, there are few minority shareholders within the promoters who have sold, but the major ones have not sold at all. And Janagiri, you made a point that we got the permission from central government in March or April. It is true in April, March, April or so, we got the permissions, but eventually it is in the month of June or July, we got the permissions from the state also, and we started working on the plant. So it is not as if we lost 9 to 10 months, it has been delayed. And once we got the state government approvals, work has been, trial runs have been started. I remember that's the time when I came on to the CNBC or one of the channels, and we said trial runs are going to happen. So trial runs, as I said today, trial runs have been successfully completed and production is on. Then, as I said, the numbers you will see in this quarter itself, and then you will probably believe that that mine is under production. Similarly with Kyrgyzstan also, as I said today, the trial production is going to start. See, between the trial production and the main production, it will take some time. It all depends on the project. It is because you need to clearly see whether the mining operations to the final gold, whether everything is coming properly as it has been designed in the project. So we always, as a mining company, will always take a conservative estimate of how the delivery is going to be, how the gold production is going to be. You cannot say that how long you will do the trial production. It is not like any other industry. There are multiple variables in this. But the point I am trying to make is commercial production, all trial runs are successfully done. Everything in the production is on in the Janagiri project itself. The refinery, yes, it was never there. It is always the Dore bar that is going to be produced. It is going to be produced, but the refinery has been added because that is a kind of value-added substance. And this is the first time the mine is being developed. The Indian gold is going to be produced. So the refinery, end-to-end, like from the rock to the refinery, that will build the image of GeoMaser also. So that has been thought of. So refinery is going to be set. And what is that? I think another point that he has made is DGMA will also get sold to the new investor. I mean, that's not the idea. I mean, sold means I don't know what is sold, either individual products are going to be sold. I'm not able to understand. See, the issue with Janagiri is different from what it is with the other products. Janagiri, we started as a minority shareholder. And we have not sold anything to anyone. We diluted because of various other reasons which I have explained previously. So there is no intent to sell any of these projects. Yeah, we may raise funds, we may dilute, but there is no thought process of selling any projects to anyone else. Rather, in the, as I mentioned, in the new projects, we would like to have more controlling stake in the projects. That is how we are looking at each project also. Which ones? Just a second. I think with regard to the Janagiri profit margins and all, which I have already explained, and there were the comments on the rights issue, the timing of the rights issue. We'll definitely look at those things. The thought process, again, I would like to reiterate, is that we want to clear all these debts and all as soon as possible, and we'll have a small money to explore the other areas and build the value. So that is what has been thought of. So, and also rights issue is given to the only the internal shareholders. And subsequently, if there is going to be any value increase, they also would gain benefit out of it. So that is the thought process. But we will certainly consider the points that has been raised on the timing of the rights issue. I would like to respond to Chandra Prabha Gupta's points on the diluting stake and taking money in one hand and giving back to the same person, same group. I mean, in the last 3 to 4 years, when acquisition of a stake from Hira in Kyrgyzstan is a decision made by us, and I think we are all in agreement with it, because at that time the project was required for us to grow, and we needed to have a project with a controlling stake. That is how the that kind of the structuring has been done, and the project has been acquired, and now that project is actually yielding the fruits. So it is about 2.5 years back when we acquired the project, he got about whatever it is, about 8 or 9% in the company. Hira has got, based on the valuation of the project. So that has been his starting point. From then, actually, if you see, there is not much of increase of Hira's stake also. On the other hand, he has invested a small amount of money through equity, that is through the warrants that has been given at the price of 53 rupees. And then subsequently, he has been funding us. Hira has given us almost like 200 crores of debt, primarily believing the possible success story of it. As and today, if you actually see, his exposure to the company is almost like 400 crores in terms of equity and debt that he has. So, obviously, at some point, we had to pledge the shares as a collateral, which we did. And we are now going to take back the pledge, and the GeoMysore shares will be free for us. So, I don't know what is the point we are trying to make. This is a proper commercial arrangement. And also, we got the debt at around 12%, I think. It is very reasonable in terms of market. At least that's what we have been, our team has been working around. So I don't think that there is something extra favors that is being done to Hira Group. And that this is a pure commercial arrangement which has helped the company to grow. If there is no money and if there are no projects, how the company is going to grow? I mean, at the right time, we got the projects, and Hira has helped in developing the projects. So just because of that, we think that we are going to sell the company to Hira, and that's not going to happen. I think some of you who are in this commercial business, you also know how it is going to happen. But immediately there are no plans of, and we are not selling anything to them. And Janagiri stake increase, as I have been telling, that from going forward, Janagiri may not require any money. So further increase in the stake seems to be very doubtful to me. From the management side, we cannot guarantee that to increase beyond this point where we are now. And in Kyrgyzstan, the Kyrgyzstan project, like Rohit Singhal, who has asked, in Kyrgyzstan project, the arrangement that we had from the beginning is whatever the equity that we got is freeze there, and entire investment that has gone into the Kyrgyzstan is through a kind of debt arrangement. We have given loan of close to 140, 150 crores to Kyrgyzstan as on today with the 15% interest. So we are going to get back that money. So it is not an equity investment that we made subsequently, because that was the understanding from the beginning. We, Deccan, will have 60% stake, and others will have that balance 40% stake. But going forward, if there is going to be an arrangement, we would look at it, because we also would like to have much more stake in this producing mine. And the another point that has asked was the resources, as it is shown in one of the slides. There what has been shown is only the gold resource, that gold production that has been shown. Previously we were showing about 5 tons or so. That would include other commodities like nickel, lithium, copper. That has not been put in this. It is only gold. Gold equivalent has not been shown. I personally believe we'll still touch to that number. We'll reach that number of 5 tons, including all other commodities, which are going to contribute significantly as we move forward. And as I said, in the meantime, if you acquire any other asset with your near-term production capabilities, probably that would increase the overall numbers that I have shown there. And in terms of someone asked whether we should subscribe to the rights, I think that is individual's call. We can only speak in terms of overall growth of the company, how it is going to grow, and I think we have explained how the, at least to the best of our knowledge, how it is going to grow. So I don't have any specific answer for that. And another question was on Ganajur and Hatti. We have already updated on that Indosil case. But the point, I think, Mr. Pranay Jain was asking, what is your insight into this? The point is, the whole thing is linked with the 10A2B, the policy that government has made. They have removed 10A2B. So the whatever interactions that we are having, either with the state authorities, state bureaucrats, including the mines minister, and also the mines minister in Delhi, whom we have met. So the big bottleneck for them is this 10A2B policy. So that needs to be brought back, so that in some form or other, I don't think they will bring the entire 10A2B as it is, because that would upset so many other things. But our case is slightly different, so they have to make a provision to bring it back. So it is not just linked to the courts, it is also linked to the court judgment, but it is also linked to a broader government policy on this. So my take again is, now government is seriously looking at all the advanced stage projects, because we are importing a lot of gold and other critical minerals. So government is trying to give some kind of leverage to already established projects. Maybe out of that, if they change their policy, tweak their policy a little bit, it may help. So that is what helps me. So we really need to wait. And then we have been working on both in the court as well as with the bureaucrats and the other government machinery. And as a member of NMET, wherever it is possible, I have also been articulating about this particular project. I hope the project will see the light of the day. It's true that we have spent a lot of money. There is a lot of emotional connect and a commercial value to that project. Deccan, we thought of building entire Deccan based on Ganajur and Hathi. But unfortunately, that has not happened. But from now, I think we are in a position of strength. Being producing from a couple of places, government also would like to listen to us as a successful in this business, successful in the business group. We would be able to articulate in a different way to the government. So I think. Yeah, I think we got a message from Abhishek Lika. I think he is also there, and we got a WhatsApp message. His point is, can we look at optionally or compulsorily convertible debentures, or say nominal rate of interest to the convertibility over the next, say, every 6 or 12 months? Let us, it's a good suggestion. Let me examine it, and we are not writing off anything, because as I said, the interest is to clear the debt first, not beyond anything else. So let us also look at it, and we'll definitely consider this. So I think I have answered most of the queries. If I have missed, I do like particularly Imran Ghani and Panish Kumar. Your comments like this is all done. I mean, 100% you are sure that there's a backdoor entry and all. I mean, I think I take a different view on that. I think we stand at those positions, and we'll see how the company is going to grow in the next 6 months, with all the results that are coming in. But I would like to reiterate, there is nothing the back door that is being done. So I think all these questions I have answered. There are, I think, few more.
Thank you, sir.
And I think there are few more raise their hand. I'm happy to take that as well.
So may I unmute their connections now?
Sorry?
May I unmute the participants who are in the queue?
No, I think there are 3, 4, 5 people they wanted to ask, I think.
Okay, I will unmute their connection. We have a question from Prashant Deshmukh from Deshmukh Consultants. Mr. Deshmukh, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, you are, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks, Hanuma, for a nice presentation and the insights of the company. It's day-to-day working as well. So I'm from the EPC background. So as per international norms, the plant stabilization takes around 3 to 4 months. If I'm not wrong, we started the plant stabilization in the month of June. So even though our plant capacity is much smaller, as per what we know from the PSEA notifications, I understand the Lyre's enterprise is building a refinery in the nearby plant area. So basically Geomysore. So is this a reason for in the plant renovation? Means even in Kazakhstan, we do a project in oil and gas projects. There also the challenges already known to people. Means there also we have not and done the efficient management, as you said. It has been delayed. It has been delayed, and we don't know the exact timeline for that project as well. So is it not wiser to have a right issue after we make an announcement and have a higher price band instead of pushing the long-term investors into this right issue? So let me have your viewpoint. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from Kunal Shah from Heartwood Financial Services. Please go ahead. Mr. Kunal Shah?
Hello?
You may ask your question. Yes, sir.
So, good afternoon. Just wanted to have a very small, quick, clear answer for this. Expected top line and net profit for the next financial year, 2027.
Over to you, Mr. Prasad.
Is there a few more? Is there... Hello?
Yes, sir. I'll just unmute. Next question is from Abhishek Leka of Abhishek Kumar Leka. Please go ahead. Mr. Abhishek Leka, could you please unmute your connection? There is no response from this connection. Next is from Viraj Mahadevia of MoneyGrow. Please go ahead.
Hi, Hanuma. When you clarified regarding the 2,000 gold versus 5,000 gold and gold equivalent, is this Deccan share of manufacturing after the percentage in the various entities? And secondly, is the 5,000 gold and gold equivalent, the balance 3,000 of non-gold, is that equivalent in terms of gold pricing? I.e., can we take 5,000 kilos times gold price as the potential revenue accruing to the company? And my second question is, are there any surprises that can come in from the reserves and geological surveys? I.e., you see something present in the data you provided, but when you actually go and mine, that you surprise and find out the metal is not there. Thank you.
Thank you. Over to you, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much. Prasad Deshmukh, he has, he made a point that generally it takes about 4 months to 5 months to commission the plant. Yes, it does take, thanks for understanding that it does take that much of time. And, as you said, around June, July, we started commissioning that one. And it is completely stabilized. That's what I told in the beginning also, that all the instruments are working perfect. Whatever the tweaking that needs to be done has been done. And actually, we are able to reconcile from the mine. Because in gold mining industry, that is also an important factor. Whatever you have drilled and you've proved a resource, that needs to be verified only when it comes out of the processing plant as a gold repair. So a complete reconciliation has been done and it is working with plus 90% accuracy, which is a tremendous achievement in itself. So, and the refinery, it is being built. So the inauguration of the plant and the refinery, probably that is the thought process it's going in. But as on today, because I am not in the management of the company, I cannot really talk on behalf of Jio Mysore when they are going to do the inauguration, unless it comes to us as a board, discussed in the board and informed to us. But that may be a thought process. Once we have the refinery and inaugurate board, that could be the thought process also. So in terms of timing of rights issue, again, you made a point that this may not be the right time. As I said, we would look into it. Obviously, we take that point. And in terms of Viraj, when I, as I mentioned, I think during the presentation also, the 2.2 or 2.5 tons is the Deccan share in the only gold terms, and the others, the gold equivalent, if all added, like if you produce nickel, copper, lithium, they will add the balance of 2.5 to 3 tons, and that will be Deccan share also, because in most of the projects, Deccan has about more than 85% share in all these projects, including the one in Finland, where we have 30 to now, But by the time we reached the mining stage, we would have crossed 75% there. So yes, the balance is going to come from other commodities, and it's all Deccan's share as such. The Kunal Shah's point of 2027 FY. Kunal, would it be okay if I come back to you on this? Because that table is missing with me here now. I will come back to you in a day or two with those numbers. Because we have worked out the table is somewhere, it's not here with me. I think we have taken all the questions, and as usual, if there are any points to be made, please contact us. You have our email IDs. We would be more than happy to respond to your queries. And thank you very much for your interest and support, of course. Many of you have been the shareholders since like 2005, and some of them came in around 2011-12. It's a long time, and you believed our story. And now it is coming to reality. We are getting into the production now. So I, all from my heart, I thank you, and we'll do our best to deliver the value to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any unanswered questions, you may write to info@deccangoldmines.com. Alternatively, you may also call on 080-4776-2900. On behalf of Deccan Gold Mines Limited, we conclude today's call. Thank you for joining us. You may now click on the leave icon to exit the meeting. Thank you for your participation.